Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Well, I was only giving out yards about the airport because it's the one thing I struggle with in relation to a holiday. I enjoy looking up holidays online. I enjoy going on holidays, but the one thing I hate is the airport.
Well, air travel experts have got together and shared their best travel tips to make your next flight as easy as they possibly can, right? So, first, do your homework. Make sure by heading off to the airport you're familiar with the most up-to-date passport, visa, vaccination and COVID requirements when you're traveling. Chances are, and this is really true because I know from going over to my sister in Spain, they change constantly. The last thing you want to do is stand in a check-in queue only to be denied boarding. We know someone it happened recently with, Rob, didn't we? They didn't have the valid form for where they were going. They didn't get to fly. Check entry requirements a few days before flying because restrictions and face mask rules are easing, that things can change quickly with minimal notice. So it's not only worth reviewing the country's entry requirements, you also need to check them again a few days before you go. Print your documents. It may seem easier to travel with e-tickets and certificates downloaded to your phone, but in this current climate, they say taking a printed copy of your documents is actually faster, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a wallet, a travel wallet. My sister got me one of these. They're a brilliant idea, right? A travel wallet has your passports, all of your forms and everything in it. So that's one place to go for all of your stuff, and I find it invaluable. Pack across suitcases, an interesting one. If you're travelling in a couple or as a family, avoid having individually packed suitcases by packing your items across two or more bags. It means if one suitcase does go missing, at least you have some clothes you can use until you're reunited with your suitcase.
Thank you, Laura. I hope my wife is listening to it at the moment because she insists that the kids have their own little luggage. You know the cute little kids' bags you can get?
Yeah.
Stop it. Just put all the kids' stuff into one bag and be done with it. Well, it's not even that.
That's not the reason that they're saying it, though. I know what you're saying, but this is in case stuff goes missing, which is another interesting way of looking at it. So, say your stuff is spread out across the suitcases. The children always want to pack their own stuff. That's fine, but maybe just throw a couple of other things unbeknownst to them of yours or Lana's in with them.
Yeah.
Know your airline's hand baggage allowance and stick to it. So, loads of people just want to travel with hand luggage. Grand, right? But what they're saying is someone buys a bag that may be compliant with the airline's hand luggage allowance, but then they overfill it. The bag ends up bulging, it doesn't fit into the overhead locker, and then it has to go in the thing, and it just causes delays for everyone. This is a real goodie as well, Rob. If you're travelling with hand luggage only, worrying about taking all those 100ml bottles, obviously, as you've said, get them organised before you get to the airport. But Boots and World Duty Free offer an airside click and collect. So if you want the larger shampoo or a particular skincare item or even baby items, you can order them online and they'll get delivered to the designated airside store on the day you travel.
For a price, I'd imagine, though.
Well, the other one, this is a good one. Don't dress up when you're flying around. Boots, straps, belts, hair, it all needs to come off. This person's saying, always when they travel, they wear comfortable clothes and maybe a pair of shoes that aren't going to be needed taken off, like flip-floppy sand, you know, type things, Crocs, whatever, one of those. Be prepared for security. Always put everything in the tray. Don't wait till you get to the front of queue. While you're waiting, take your shoes and belt off, liquids, laptop, all of that. Do it in advance in an organised flight bag with designated compartments. This is right up your street, Bob.
I'm wincing listening to you because nobody, like, I mean, this is just par for the course airport etiquette that people should know anyway. The fact that you need to bloody say is annoying me. But go on anyway.
You may not need to wait. If you pack for a delay or a cancellation, pack a portable charger for your devices, a snack that won't be confiscated, a good book and some headphones. And this is a good one. Be kind. When we're stressed, it can be tough. It makes for a far nicer travel experience when we're helpful and patient with our other travel companions. And you know what I keep seeing on Twitter continuously? That's in relation to Dublin Airport and how well they're doing in relation to the way the people that are working there are dealing with the customers. It's continuous. I've seen it hundreds of times. People singing, keeping people in good humour. And I'll tell you now, I don't care what Dublin Airport have done, some of the people they have working there are fantastic. And I've seen it many times. You go to other countries, grumpy old, and they tell you to, they take your stuff off you, they grunt at you, they're rude. The Irish people in general are very pleasant to deal with in an airport scenario.
Oh, I see. Deal going with the DAA there, have you?
Yeah. No, well, I'm talking about the people that work there.
I know. No, you're right. You're dead right. However, you are wrong.
The people that work there.
You are wrong in suggesting someone wears Crocs to the airport.
I know.
You won't be allowed on the flight. That's a ridiculous thing to say, Laura.
Yeah, it's taken it a step too far.
How dare you? Yeah. They're back next week. And they were brilliant. Your hacks on East Coast FM.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.